With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Second date update.
Brooke, if a guy offers to cook for you on a first date, is that a sexy move?
Yes.
Or are you thinking, he's trying too hard, I don't like it?
No, I love it.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Especially if he can actually cook.
Oh, yeah. He goes into the kitchen and he comes out to the table with the best hot pocket that you have ever tasted. And he's made it look pretty, too, by putting a colorful toothpick flag in it.
All right. No.
You marry that man, Brooke.
What if he cuts it in half?
How do I still put my mouth on it? You know?
He's blowing on it for you.
We've heard some home-cooked meals go very well on this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Some not so well. Yeah. We're going to find out how it went for one of our listeners named Todd, who said he cooked for his date the other night, and now he needs our help. Todd, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Did you go with the OG ham and cheese? Because that is my personal favorite.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'll take ham and cheese all day.
Yeah, that's more of a lunch just for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, can I ask, are you a good cook? Because I think the effort of cooking, whether you're good or bad, is sexy to ladies. But are you like a chef or something?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a chef. I have worked in a kitchen before.
Okay.
I can cook 2 like really, really good Italian dishes.
Nice.
That's pretty much it, but like it works well. I mean, I cook a mean shrimp Alfredo.
Ooh, that's
nice.
Okay. Are we just going to talk about his food or are we going to talk about his date?
I'm into it. Can we?
I do want to just talk about the culinary side of it, but we should focus on the girl that you went out with. What's her name?
It was Lori.
Lori. And I'm guessing you went with the shrimp Alfredo. Did you talk that up?
It's funny because I met Lori online, and in her bio, she had put, like, her favorite foods is seafood, right?
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, you got to have a good opening line. So, actually, my opening line was, hey, saw you like seafood. Just so you know, my shrimp Alfredo is a real catch.
Got it. Do you like that, Alexis?
I don't like shrimp Alfredo, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
Okay.
I'd say no.
Alexis just wants a bank statement as the first text, and then she'll make a decision from there.
You should have followed up with, I'm just being Krill with you.
Oh, I get it.
It's Kriller.
It's possible to overdo it, though.
Yeah.
Did she like it?
Yeah, I mean, she gave a little LOL, and then we were texting for like a week.
It was really
flirty and really good, and I invited her over to prove it, you know, and she was down.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it means a lot, like, I feel like when people go to someone's house on a first date, when they meet on an app or something,
that's why it's
right?
so clutch like, that you guys chatted for a week before she agreed to do
you
that.
You gotta trust each other a little bit.
How did it go?
Well, I thought it went really well. I was really nervous because I really liked her. I thought she was really cute. You know, I did maybe go a little above. I lit a lot of candles in the house.
Oh.
And, you know, when she showed up, she noticed. She's like, oh, are we doing a seance? And I was like,
Doing a seance? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
That's a lot of candles.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
He's like, you didn't bring the Ouija board?
Yeah.
No Ouija board. I was just like, I just told her. I was like, I was just trying to set the atmosphere, you know.
Okay.
For raising the dead. Did she laugh?
Yeah.
I mean, was she cool?
No, yeah, she was cool, you know, and I had fresh garlic bread that I had made. And...
Oh, garlic bread, bro. You're doing it.
Was the food ready when she got there, or did you guys cook it together?
No. The way I set it up, it was basically like halfway done because I kind of did want to finish cooking the meal, you know, while she was there.
Yeah.
Show off a little bit. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I served her the food and it was good. And she said she liked the food. I was really nervous. I felt like thinking back, I may have been asking about the food too much, you know, when you're like, oh, how is it? Is it good? And then like 5 minutes later, can you taste the fresh basil? You know,
you're kind of like a needy waiter at the restaurant coming over every 5 minutes. Like, are you sure?
Overselling.
Okay.
What'd you guys do after dinner?
After dinner, we sat down on the couch for a movie, and it was nice. We weren't necessarily as close as I wanted to be on the couch, but I thought it was a first date, you know.
Why don't you just scoot over a little bit? It's your couch.
It's kind of awkward, though, once you're sitting and then you move over. Like, you know. Like, you have to do it right as the sitting happens.
I like to slowly inch over. Like, every minute you just slide, like, a little bit closer until she doesn't even realize all of a sudden she's in your arms.
She realizes.
Can I help you?
Yeah. That's not the move you went with, though?
No, I mean, I was a little nervous, to be honest. And, you know, I sat down first, and she kind of sat down where she was going to sit down.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
You know.
Like, she didn't sit on the opposite end of the couch, but she wasn't, like, in my lap.
You weren't touching at all.
Yeah, no, we weren't, no.
Okay. Well, I mean, how did it end? How did the night end?
Well, when the movie was over...
Okay, she stayed for the whole
thing. I asked her if she wanted to, like, have another glass of wine and talk a little more, but right after the movie was over, she was like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And I did kind of feel like there was a little bit of a drop-off, you know, in that. Like, the light was definitely over, and so she went home, and that's why I'm talking to you guys. You know, it's just been very, very sporadic communication. The energy that... I mean, she's still kind of texting me, but... I just feel like it's totally different now. I don't know what went wrong. I mean, the food, I know the food was great, but I was a little nervous.
Yeah, your nervous energy maybe got the best of you.
Mm-hmm. This could just be a classic case of what a lot of girls admit to, which is they just wanted a free meal. If a guy offers you a free, fresh-cooked meal. Yeah.
You don't sit through a movie, though, for
that. Well, maybe it was a good movie.
I think the date just went on too long. Like, you ate a bunch of Alfredo and you're laying on a couch for 2 hours. I'd be like, oh, I'm tired.
Garlic bread breath.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of being friend-zoned before, but chef-zoned. Ooh, that's a new one.
Like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you got put in the chef zone. We'll find out when we call her and get your second date update right after this, all right?
All right.
Second date update. Italian food, fine wine, and sitting 10 feet apart from each other on the couch while watching the Goonies.
Goonies?
Did you find out something about the movie that we didn't know?
No, I made an assumption. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
It probably wasn't that, Jeff.
And now that I'm saying it, what would have been a better move, Todd, is if you'd bought a smaller couch. So that she physically couldn't sit that far away from
me. That is actually really smart.
Just need a two-seater.
That's why they call them love seats.
He just slaps his knee. All right, sit down.
Plenty of room. But that's because Todd invited a woman named Lori over to his place recently to show off his cooking skills, which he thought went pretty well. But after their date, Lori's not texting him as much as she was before. Could it be that your famous shrimp Alfredo was so delicious it sent her into a delayed food coma? And now she's just on her couch sleeping it off.
For a long time.
For a week.
It's that tasty.
Yeah. What do you think there, Todd?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It's a compliment if you think about it.
It was really good.
Well, we'll find out, but we do want you to send us a sample to the studio just so that we can be sure. It's called research.
You got
to
come over. You got to come over. I do it at my house with all the candles and everything.
I don't know. The candles seem to be like, that may be one of the things that went wrong. She did note that it could be
She's
a
like,
seance.
My father is a fire marshal, and this is the hazard.
Why is the ghost of Abraham Lincoln on this date with us? But... we'll see what she has to say, and maybe it's none of those things. Could be something totally out of your control. We'll call her and find out, all right?
Yeah, let's see.
Here we go. I'm going to call her number right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Lori?
Yeah, this is she.
All right, well, she is conscious, so we're going to have to strike that.
Or she's sleep talking.
Oh, that's possible. Are you awake right now, or are you asleep?
I'm awake. Who's this?
That's a funny call, huh?
Yeah. We're a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my goodness. I know you guys.
Oh,
hey, you do?
Thanks, Lori.
Hey.
Hi. Yay.
It should happen more often than it does, so we appreciate that.
I know. Yeah. What's sadder, that our reactions? Like, oh my gosh, he knows us.
Somebody recognizes me. Well, this is good that you listen to us, because we're doing a second date update.
Oh.
Might be familiar with that.
I think so. I mean, I know your voice is weird to talk to you on the phone. Not really sure what that is, but what's up?
Yeah.
We're trying to get a hold of you on behalf of our listener who cooked for you the other night, named Todd.
Oh.
Shrimp Alfredo guy?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
A warehouse full of candles?
Yeah.
Warehouse.
There were a lot of candles. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, is this guy into Santeria? I don't know.
Oh, that's so funny.
From the way that you're talking, it sounds like maybe you like Todd?
Yeah, I like him. He's really nice. I feel weird talking about this on the radio.
Me too. I feel weird about it, so we're all in the same boat here.
Everything you say is on the radio, Jeff.
But obviously Todd reached out to us because he's feeling a little bit confused that in the week following your date, the communication's kind of dried up.
Yeah. Well, okay. So it's a weird situation. Like, you know, I totally did not mean this to happen. Like, I'm in a weird situation right now.
Oh, man. It's an ex, isn't it?
Uh-oh.
I'm not seeing just one person. I'm on a dating app, so I'm not exclusive with anybody.
You're dating multiple people right now?
Just two, and they both happen to be chefs.
Oh, my gosh.
And I swear I did not intend this to happen. Like,
wait, is Todd counted in the two?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, okay. I mean, you just went on one date with him.
And he told us that he's not a professional chef, that he likes to cook.
Yeah, well, the other guy's like a legit chef, but he likes it because he's a good cook too. So, I mean,
I don't get it. Like, why are you not calling Todd back though? Like, I mean, are you just too busy with the other dude? Are you hanging out with him more often?
The other chef is better.
I don't really know what to do. Like, I've never been in this situation before, and like, one's really good at Italian, the other's really good at Mexican.
Oh,
I mean, the other
guy,
his name is Clint, he makes his enchiladas, and they were like to die for.
Wait, what?
That sounds pretty good.
You're basing your love life on how well they can cook?
Why are you stopping talking to one? Keep it up.
Alexa's like, just cheat on him, silly.
They're not cheating. They're not dating.
I don't know what the rules are.
There's no rules.
Yeah, there's no rules. Alexis is right.
Until
I mean, like,
you're official with one, she's right.
You've gone out on one date. You didn't even sit next to him on the couch, he said. I think you're fine.
Well, like, I'm kind of new to the dating app thing. And like, for me, it's a little strange to be dating more than one person, and I feel like I need to make a decision. You know what I mean?
Okay. You're not comfortable juggling multiple guys like the women on this show are.
That's good. Yeah, they don't care.
That's what even pre-dating apps, it's what dating is, right?
Sure. Like, but I think she's already thinking if she likes them both, eventually one of them, she'll probably become guess.
What were you waiting for to make your choice?
Hell no, like I like them both, and they're both great cooks. I mean, you say, wait, a man's heart is through his stomach, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you, girl.
I have an idea. Have you considered a real-life cooking competition, like on TV?
Like a Top Chef style?
Yes, you make them both come over, and you're like, look, boys, you're cooking for your livelihoods right now. You're cooking for me.
And then you yell at them really mean-like,
like Gordon Ramsay. I love it, bro.
You have that in you?
Don't take it the wrong way, but, like, is Italian the only thing you can cook? Or, like, do you do other cuisines?
I see.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, we're talking and we're joking about this a lot, but I do wonder how Todd feels, because he's been listening the entire time.
Oh, my God.
Everything
you
said.
On the other line.
What?
Wait, Laura, are you serious? You're seeing two different chefs?
I mean, I really did not intend it to happen. It's not like I'm trolling for chefs. I promise you.
I didn't want to believe them when they were saying, you know, ladies love a free meal, but that seems like you're running a train on the, you know, the cuisine line.
Yep, I told you by accident.
No, it's just what she put in her dating profile. She said she loves seafood.
Yeah, and
she
men are predictable. That's their only pickup line.
Yes. It's a good point, Alexis.
I want to be like, how are your enchiladas?
I mean, I don't cook Mexican food, but I'm sure my food is better.
Oh, that's a little throwdown.
So you're not intimidated by the other chef that possibly could be cooking better than you, Todd?
I mean, I'm honestly shocked. I didn't know, Lori, I didn't know you were seeing someone else. I mean, I thought we were just having a date. I didn't know there was anyone else in the picture.
Well, like, I'm on a dating app, and I'm meeting different people. And I'm trying to get, like, out of my comfort zone. But, like, are you saying you're not meeting anybody else? I mean,
no, I'm not. I mean, I try to focus my attention on one person. I'm not, mm-hmm. you know, disrespecting what you're doing. But a heads up would be nice. Hey, I eat at a different guy's house every night of the week. just letting me know, and then I know. I mean, look, yeah. I get it. Like, we just met. We've only been on one date. But yeah. No, I'm not seeing anybody. It would just be nice to know what you're doing.
Yeah, so where do you stand with the other guy?
It's, like I said, it's out of my comfort zone, so I'm just kind of trying to go with it.
I bet Mr. Enchiladas didn't use as many candles in his apartment as Todd did.
Yes, the candles, you know, they're...
So that's 1 point for Todd.
But he may have paired it with a fresh margarita.
Ooh, okay, we're tied 1-1 now, keeping score.
Yeah. Can I ask an important question? All food aside... personality-wise, who do you like more?
Nah, no one cares about that stuff. No,
I mean,
it's about the food.
One guy could be funnier, one guy could be...
Nah, it's all...
Okay, it
it's all sidebar.
Anymore.
In all seriousness, they're really both great guys. They are.
That's good.
That's cute. Can you just share the wealth a little bit?
Yes.
Like, Alexis needs someone to cook for her.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw out an idea that's kind of unique.
All right.
I propose that, Lori, you and the Mexican chef get together and go over to Todd's place and have Todd cook for both of you.
What?
Oh. No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, hold on.
There you go, Todd.
And then, Todd, you and Lori get together and go over to Mr. Mexican Chef's place.
Look, I'm not trying to get involved in a throuple.
Yeah.
I'm all about this.
Okay, Lori's
in. Lori.
All right.
Okay, suddenly you were uncomfortable just seeing two men separately, and now you want them all in the same room. Bye.
Well, they're cooking for me. I mean, come on.
She's going to eat for a week.
Why don't we have both chefs come to our studios, cook for all of us, including Lori, and we can all do a vote.
I'm not making out with him, Jose.
Oh, hey, I don't care. I want some tacos.
Yeah, we'll kiss him for it. Yeah. I'm willing to for some good shrimp, but we would like you to get back together with Todd. Lori, and we would pay for you to meet up again.
Yeah, I would really like that. I would if he's okay with it.
I'm down for a second date. I was happy to hear that she was a little shy on the couch because I was also a little nervous, so maybe we could get a little closer.
There
you go.
I mean, that's the thing about the couch. It's harder to get closer to the Mexican chef because of all the beans and everything involved.
Oh. Wow. That's what all the scented candles in his room are for.
Yeah. She's like, whatever you do, not lift this blanket up.
Yeah. It's okay. The less gassy option.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Why is the text board blowing up right now suggesting I dress up as one of the chefs and make out with both of them?
Oh, I didn't see that at all, actually.
Wait a sec. Oh, that's not the text board. Yeah. I wrote that down on this piece of paper. This show is so confusing sometimes. But no, like Brooke said, I am interested in getting an update from those two. But
yeah. I'm concerned you think texts come in on pieces of paper.
We're going old fashioned. You know, the technology here isn't great. But you know, once the dust settles and dinner time rolls around, she's going to be over at her place thinking, do I want Mexican or do I want Italian tonight?
Which is always a hard decision.
Tough choice, but a great choice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for real. And she's going to get it cooked from both of them.
She's kind of like a food critic.
Yeah.
She's being forced to be one.
Either way, she wins.
I loved it.
We want to help you win in your dating life.
Yes.
Email the show. We'll call that person who isn't calling you back. And if you want to check out any of our second date updates, go listen to them up online at BrookeandJeffrey.com.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.